Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Gopi Janavallabha Girivara Dhari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Ramarava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Vishnupad, Brahman, Zabai, Rajikachari, Astatatar, Saptasishi, Shimadas, Vangari, Sisi, Bhakti, Vanantswar, Prabhupada, Kijai, Sankirtan, Yoga, Kijai, all glories to some of the bodies, Kola, Prem, Hanandi, Hari, Hari, Bo, Ramadation, Timidus, Ramadation, Timidus, Continued readings from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29, Talks Between Narada and King Puchinibarhi, Text 48. Svam lokam navaduste vai, yatra devo janardana. Ahurdum radiho vedam sakarma kama tadvidaha svamlokam navaduste vai yatra devo janardanaha ahurdum radiho vedam sakarma kama tadvidaha Svam lokam navaduste vai yatra devo janardanaha ahurdum radiho vedam sakarma kama tadvidaha. Yeah, today. Majis. Wow. Swam on lokam abode na never vidu no te such persons vi certainly yatra where deva the supreme personality of Godhead Janardana Krishna or Vishnu Ahu speak Dumra Diya the less intelligent class of men Vedam the four Vedas Sakarmakam full of ritualistic ceremonies Atat Vida persons who are not in knowledge translation those who are less intelligent accept the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies as all in all. They do not know that the purpose of the Vedas is to understand one's own home, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead lives. Not being interested in their real home, they are illusioned and search after other homes. Please repeat. Those who are less intelligent accept the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies as all in all. They do not know that the purpose of the Vedas is to understand one's own home where the Supreme Personality of Godhead lives. Not being interested in their real home, they are illusioned and search after other homes. Poor Srila Prabhupada. Generally, people are not aware of their interest in life, to return home, back to Godhead. People do not know about their real home in the spiritual world. In this spiritual world, there are many Vaikuntha planets. And the topmost planet is Krishna Loka, Goloka Vrindavan. Despite the so-called advancement of civilization, there is no information of the Vaikuntha Lokas, the spiritual planets. At the present moment, so-called advanced civilized men are trying to go to other planets, but they do not know that even if they go to the highest planetary system, Brahmaloka, they have to come back again to this planet. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 8.16. Abrahma bhuvana loka punarvartan arjuna mamupetya dakonteya punarjanma navidyate. From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. If one goes to the highest planetary system within this universe, he still has to return after the effects of pious activities are finished. Space vehicles may go very high in the sky, but as soon as their fuel is finished, they have to return to this earthly planet. All these activities are performed in illusion. The real attempt should now be to return home, back to Godhead. The process is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Yanti madhya jinopimam. Those who engage in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead return home, back to Godhead. Human life is very valuable, and one should not waste it in vain exploration of other planets. One should be intelligent enough to return to Godhead. One should be interested in information about the spiritual Vaikuntha planets, and in particular the planet known as Goloka Vrindavan, and should learn the art of going there by the simple method of devotional service, beginning with hearing Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. This is also confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 12.3.51. Kalera dosha nide rajan astihe eko mahan kunaha kirtanareva krishnasya mukta sangha param vajet. One can go to the supreme planet Param Vrajat simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. This is especially meant for the people this age, Kaler Doshanade. It is a special advantage of this age that simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can become purified of all material contamination and return home back to Godhead. There is no doubt about this. Om Maganti Miranda Shanjana Janashalaga Taksuni Tamilatasme Sri Guru Vidamaha Shichitani Manobishtam Stapitami and Bhutale Svayam Rupavaramayandarati Svavarantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nichananda Sri Laita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Guru Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Translation repeated. Those who are less intelligent accept the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies as all in all. They do not know that the purpose of the Vedas is to understand one's own home, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead lives. Not being interested in their real home, they are illusioned and search after other homes. So, I wanted to make, first of all, thank you for this opportunity for me to get purified. Thank you for tolerating me in advance. It's an honor to be here with so many wonderful Vaishnavas. This is a tendency I think everybody has, to think something else is out there. Somebody asked, I think Navina Nirada, I forget what he asked him. But his answer was, I spent the summer with him, very nice devotee. And he's at, his best week on Sankirtan book distribution. He amassed, this is straight book distribution, no collecting, nothing. He amassed $32,000. So he... Can you imagine that? Can you imagine doing $5,000 a day for 6 days in a row on book distribution as Navina Nirada? So he has a lot of opportunities for seeing what's out there. And he has done a lot of things. He's on two world tours every year, or at least this year he is. He's been he's traveled all over the world and had a very successful life so far, and he said there's nothing out there. He says, believe me, there's nothing out there. I've tried it. He says, there's nothing out there. There really is nothing out there. But our tendency is to think that there's something better than Goloka Vrindavan, a higher pursuit than the pursuit of going back home to Godhead. Back to Goloka Vrindavan, the topmost planet in the spiritual world. And this is manifested in so many ways. Generally, we seek the heavenly planets. Oftentimes, we think that I should have better association. This new bhakta, I don't deserve to have an elbow in my face with eight. We had eight devotees in the little sprinter van here at the end of the tour, and the tent we did a chanting booth and so many other things for that, not to mention about 130 cases of books that aren't just only underneath, they're in the back, they're on top, you're sleeping on them, they're not always sometimes the same size. And then we stop at a truck stop where you have diesels going in all directions, and you have diesel fumes. Eight people can't fit in there, so maybe three can fit in there. One sleeping it's kind of like a hammock where we toss everything. And then it starts raining. And then I woke up in the morning, and Navina Nirada slept where the pedals are, curled around the thing. And you get, 4.5 hours of sleep, and then you got to cram in your sadhana somehow. And then there's an incredible opportunity for preaching. We distributed about 800 books a day, These are big books. So it's worth it. But it's very easy to go, you know, I don't know. This is pushing me to the limit. There's a tendency to think that I deserve a better situation. And then the new bhaktas are thinking, maybe I should have a better bhakta leader. Maybe I should have a better sankirtan person. My goodness, this guy's so rough. And so many things one may be thinking, not to mention the temperatures. Florida had to be at least over 100 with way up there humidity. I know Phoenix was 112 and on the blacktop. At least it's quite the yajna. It's a sacrifice. So not to hear and complain or anything, actually it was complete nectar. But it's easy to forget that think we deserve a better situation, a more heavenly situation. Now, then again, there's the Maha Plate coming to you too, so it's, you know, so many different varieties of different things there that Krishna brings. So when very nice stuff, we shouldn't push it away and seek out the icky stuff. And when the icky stuff is there, the distressful stuff is there, we shouldn't, you know, try to avoid it. So how do we have this mentality where we don't end up in a heavenly planet? You end up in the heavenly planet, let's say the moon, for 10,000 years after you die, because you sought out, rather than your service, you've sought out something more heavenly. I would like a different situation, temple president, because your service I don't quite like. I would like this service instead, where I can have my sense gratification. Okay, well, if that's a predominating theme, then you have might end up on a heavenly planet, because we're seeking heaven. I got to have a new roommate. This guy drives me up the wall. You know, this kind of mentality. I got to have a better situation, my own room, or whatever it might be. And then you end up on the moon, let's say, or someplace like that. 10,000 years is up, and then you come back down, you know, after our 10,000-year grace period is finished. And really, I mean, there's a chance you might, parents are going to eat their own kids to stay alive in the future. That's in the Srimad Bhagavatam. We're going to be hunted down like foxes are hunted down and killed in the future, devotees, you know? I mean, it gets really, really bad. The food stuff, you try to find your mangoes that you like to have, and I'm sorry, there's not going to be anything like that. Or the mangoes will be about this big and the pit will be about that big, and they'll cost God knows how much. So it's going to get bad. So, and it's getting worse. So we should so how do we get rid of this mentality? So seeking the heavenly planet is not the solution, obviously, as we're learning in the purport of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and anybody, I assume most of us here have read Bhagavad Gita. Here we're quoting, from the highest planet, the material world, down to the lowest, all are places of misery, wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to Maya Bodha, son of Kunti, never takes birth again. So how do we overcome this desire for the heavenly planet situation, the heavenly situation? Here Prabhupada is stating later in the purport, one should be intelligent enough to return to Godhead. One should be interested in information about the spiritual Vaikuntha planets, and in particular the planet known as Goloka Vrindavan, and should learn the art of going there by the simple method of devotional service. So repeating and paraphrasing, one should be intelligent enough to return to Godhead, and should learn the art of going there by the simple method of devotional service, beginning with hearing Shravanam Kirtanam Vishno. So, and then Prabhupada continues with the focus of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. You know, there's no other way, there's no other way, there is no other way. So this is our solution. We have our service from authorized authorities. You have your temple presidents, we have GBCs, we have gurus. The people who are appointed in certain positions, they're authorized by and then we have service prescribed from them. So we don't want to make up our own service, or at least work under the guidance of such authorities. So if we want to make up our own service, they'll give you a certain parameters to work with. We have to be, you know, we should remember we're not devotees of Krishna. Krishna says, if you claim to be my devotee, you're not my devotee, but if you're a devotee of my devotee, then you're my devotee. So who are we devoted to? Hopefully we should be devoted to our gurus. And our guru, like my guru has told me to serve a certain personality, so if I'm devoted to my guru, I should do that. And serving that person doesn't mean, okay, you're asking me to do this, but I prefer to do this. Is that okay? You know, that's, what is it? Is that service? I don't know. So, you know, you ask me to do something and I do it. That's service. Then, living in that world of our service and really learning the art of that's devotional service, simple method of devotional service, beginning with hearing, then we, that is our lifeline. We can hold on to that. And while we hold on to that service, and of course that service, topmost service, is chanting Hare Krishna, according to Lord Chaitanya and Chaitanya Charitamrita, we want to keep this mantra going. And I'd like to focus on, not that I'm at all good at this, but pure chanting, and focusing on the 10th offense here, so that we can more streamline the effectiveness of us going back home to Godhead. 10th offense is not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy name, and to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions in the matter. It is also an offense to be inattentive while chanting. So this inattentiveness can manifest in so many ways. And is everybody going to go out on Harinam or book distribution or both today, Prabhu? You're having a big Maha weekend thing. Is it Harinam and book distribution? Okay. So how does this inattentiveness manifest? Of course, when we're chanting, we have thoughts, and maybe we run with those thoughts. But also within our service, it's kind of like inattentive service. When we, for example, with book distributions, what I'm used to, and I know that the themes that one can go with to derail yourself from the path back home to Godhead, at least some of them. And some of those are manifested, they're kind of like inattentive chanting. Can be like we're going to go to Lollapalooza. It's very difficult. People are not really interested. But there's some sweeties within the crowd. So here I am finishing up the warp tour where easily, by Krishna's mercy, hundreds of books go out every day. And then I'm with this really difficult crowd. And how is this inattentive can be manifested is being upset because the results aren't there. Desiring certain result. Instead of just performing the service, let me back up a little bit. We have to get a higher taste if we're going to make it long-term in Krishna consciousness. We can't just materially have a material pursuit within this movement and expect to make it back home to Godhead. So when we get that higher taste, and what I mean by a higher taste, it's not, I'm the number one book distributor today, or I'm the number one kirtan person today, so therefore you all worship me and that's my higher taste. That's not what I'm referring to. I'm referring to really getting the nectar from spiritual pursuit, from wanting to please Guru and thus Krishna. So if we are pursuing and getting this higher taste, the only way we can get this higher taste in a steady way, in other words, continuous steady taste, higher taste. You can get a higher taste when you first join, but that honeymoon period will wane. And at one point, one has to get a higher taste from being steady, which really means we do the service, whether it's heavenly or hellish, we do the service whether we're inspired or not. We can so easily blame. It's so easy to get derailed. There's another form of like inattentive chanting is blaming our authorities. That's why I'm not inspired. And that's a trap. We can very easily start blaming GBC and get on a whole campaign. And that's a big trap. We can very easily become jealous of somebody that's doing more, and it's too psychologically painful. I remember being out on Sankirtan with Naveena Nair a couple years ago, the Warped Tour. It was so painful. He was distributing literally 2 books a minute, big ones, one after another, boom, boom. And I was trying so hard right next to him, and everybody's just like, tch. It was just so painful. I remember running back to the van and just saying, Advaita Acharya, please don't let me do anything stupid right now. I was in the most psychological pain I've ever experienced in my life. Really, guaranteed. I was like, it was just, oh man. And somehow I took a little nap. My intelligence kicked in, and I realized, oh, Krishna is purifying me. This is good. Yes, I'm not God. I'm not the supreme whatever. And there are people better than me. And so I just have to do my service. You know, I have to become a devotee, you know, rather than trying to be God within this movement. So whatever experiences we have out there, however. That was definitely not heavenly. That was like the most hellish, most painful time of my life, I can think. And we have to overcome that. We have to become steady. Okay, now I'm really beyond upset and fried, but I have to keep going. And there I'm out there, kind of like the words coming out are like in tears. You're completely a basket case, you know? But I still had to continue. And then, there's some bhakti. So Krishna starts reciprocating. You know, so Krishna can test us, you know. He is going to test us. He tests us all the time. And the only way we're going to pass these tests, if we get into attentive devotional service and attentive chanting of the holy name. And we don't run with, we don't make a program of inattention, service and chanting. So if we just focus on continuous chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, I have a theme in some of my classes. It's simply, when I was camping when I was a kid, I noticed when we go on a 3-day camping trip, everybody would pack all kinds of stuff in their bags that they didn't need. And so we'd start the hike, and pretty soon, people would just be dumping their stuff along the way because it was just too heavy. It was just too inconvenient. And so if we just continue with the goal of getting to the top of the mountain, continue with the goal of going into Goloka Vrindavan, under the guidance of authorized authorities, because, you know, with an authorized leader, let's say, of that camping trip, he's come on, guys, we got to go. You know, it's time to go. Let's go. Or, hey, you know, you're going to waste energy in that way and not going to have enough energy to make it. It's going to really delay your program. Come on, let's go. You know, without having an authorized authority, you can get derailed in a long, long way. And I mean, for a long, long time, in a huge way. So, must do it authorizedly. And then, continuous. So the theme of that is, We continue to chant Hare Krishna, continue with this hearing and chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. So if we just simply put that in place, unmotivated and uninterrupted, that's the uninterrupted part, then the unmotivated will happen naturally. Because the unmotivated, I mean, my goodness, I remember first joining, my motives was kind of like, wanting a kingdom bigger than my father's. But, and I'm sure we all have a similar motive unless we're really pure coming in. So that kind of motive changes in time. There's a higher taste there with other things, more advanced things. Like pure love of God is a much higher high. Pleasing Krishna, pleasing Guru is a higher high than these material motives. So if we continue with this chanting, we're going to drop away our baggage. But we have to continue with this chanting under the guidance of authorities. So authorities, they will chastise. So get rid of that. You don't need a television set on this hike. Get rid of it. You know, you don't need that blow dryer for your hair. Throw it away. You know, one time there's a story that Navina Nira told me that back in the old days, a book distribution in Europe where they were doing so huge, forgot the people's names, but one devotee got a really expensive, nice watch. And he just, the van leader saw that he was kind of attached to it. So they were going over a bridge. I mean, this is a really expensive watch. The guy was really happy that he got it and everything. Can I borrow your watch, please? He says, yeah, sure. And he just went, whew, into the river. You know? I mean, that's a little hardcore. But, I mean, that's a simple example of what authorities can do for you. Because he wasn't chanting attentively. He was all, like, proud of his watch. Maybe would get too puffed up and fall away. So he just threw it in the river, you know. So it can get a little radical, maybe. But the point is, our authorities are there. They're our friends. We can so easily have this inattentive thing that our authorities are actually evil. And my God, and I know better, and all these things, rather than just being, remembering, it's about being a servant of a servant. And you cannot go to Goloka Vrindavan without being invited by somebody there. You're not going to get in Goloka Vrindavan by sadhana bhakti, just by your chanting. And like, for example, one time, the devotees in Vrindavan with Prabhupada, they told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, this is amazing, devotees chanting 64 rounds every day. And Prabhupada says, rascal. Devotees are like, why is he a rascal? He's a rascal because he's not, we got so much service to do, he's not following the authorities, you know. He's just doing his own thing. And you can't get into Goloka Vrindavan that way. What is his consciousness? Do you think he's in Vrindavan, chanting his 64 rounds while avoiding authorities' instructions? No. He's thinking of, more than likely, he's thinking of food and sex, as Prabhupada would say. You know, he's not in Goloka Vrindavan consciousness. Yet the guy chanting 16 nice rounds and following whatever the authority says by scrubbing the toilets, you know, he can be seeing the pastimes of Krishna. So, two of those things have to be there. The continuous chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and under the guidance of authorized authorities. And it's important to note, just because there's so many tendencies to, one of them is to get out of the association of devotees. Because it's too painful. It's too not heavenly. I need some heavenly heaven. But Prabhupada actually defines, I can't remember where, but Brigupati or somebody just read it to me recently, that Prabhupada defines, what is a devotee? A devotee is one who associates with devotees. It's an interesting, interesting definition, thank you, of a devotee. So, other things that can crop up into the consciousness is, I have to show myself as something special. This subtle sex desire is so strong. We're so liberated when we become free of all that. So this subtle sex desire of just, I'm special. So don't you all know? That creates such an obstacle in one's life and in the life of others. So when we're just choosing to be a servant of a servant, and yes, Master, and you can walk around like Igor to remind yourself. I was doing that for a little while. Do you guys know that story of Igor? Yeah. He was like a servant. Was that Frankenstein or what? No, Dracula. Was it Frankenstein? Yeah, it was Frankenstein. You know, the servants of the mad doctor would walk around with a little hunchback, and he would move his leg funny and go, yes, master. You know, that's what I kind of remember. So if you have to do things like that to remind yourself, oh, I'm a servant of a servant. As my first temple authority told me, he says, you know, you're a dog of a Vaishnava. That's what you are. That's the perfection of your life, being a dog of a Vaishnava. That helped me so much to hear that. Oh, I don't have to be somebody special. I can just be a dog of a Vaishnava. Jai, you know, yes, master. Take the shoes in. Okay, no problem. I can do that. Krishna will empower me to do that. But he was not going to empower me. Why are people exhausted? Why are people so exhausted? Because they're unempowered. But Krishna will empower you to be a servant of an authorized servant. So, better stop there. And in summary, continuing this chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, not that I try to chant Hare Krishna, and everybody will know. All right, start this book distribution and chanting Hare Krishna. Everybody will find out that I am the Supreme. And then as we go, we realize, I mean, that's our motive. And then as we go, we realize we're not the Supreme, and that's too painful, and we want to leave. No. No, we just continue to chant Hare Krishna mantra. It's a journey of self-discovery. Every moment we're learning something new. So whatever the results are today, whatever the thing's going on, whether that person next to you is the last person you want to be near, but he's purifying you like anything, whatever it might be, just stay steady with the service, and you get a higher taste. And even if people don't take, you'll still get a higher taste, just with this kind of attitude. And with this kind of attitude, we'll have long-term devotees. We'll have people going back to Goloka Vrindavan. People will see people with a higher taste in the right way, and that's very attractive. So they'll want to join. Any comments or questions? Yes.
So I've had this thought about inattentive chanting. So if we're chanting rounds, and then I've been told if you're doing anything else besides just focusing on chanting your rounds, then it's inattentive, which is understandable because you have to focus on. So for one time I was also mopping the floor or like sweeping, and I was like chanting some rounds.
A little closer, sir.
Oh, can you hear me now? Okay, I was sweeping and chanting at the same time, and someone told me that's very inattentive, and I'm like, you're right, because I'm not focusing on the names. But I've also heard that we should just chant all the time. So what about the just kind of subconscious? You're like doing other services, but you're like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Like, is that inattentive? And is that also offensive? Or, I mean...
No, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to chant all the time. And that's wonderful. There's no problem there. What we're referring to is your japa time. You have your service other than just chanting. Mm-hmm. So chanting while doing that service, that's perfect. And now during your japa time, you don't want to be doing other things. There may be excuses for that sometimes, like on the Warped Tour. We have to drive a long ways every day, so sometimes you have to drive and chant. So depends on the situation. Sometimes you're forced to do some inattentive chanting for the sake of the yajna. But in general, you want to just preferably sit down and just chant your 16 rounds. But if you have to get up and walk around or whatever, that's understandable. But try to get to the point where we're just sitting down and chanting 16 rounds. Just focusing on the name. And then chanting during your other service is perfectly fine. That's excellent. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. It was Rohini Sut, actually, who threw the watch out the window.
Okay, yeah.
Navinir does his original Sankirtan leader.
Right, okay. Thank you, Prabhu.
Welcome.
It was Navina's watch? Oh, okay. Yes, lessons. Strong lessons. So we have three more minutes.
Hare Krishna. My question is,
If one continuously chants in the Bhagavatam, I think this is what it says, the Ajamil pastime, that even if they're chanting with offenses, that something happens. I think they can reach perfection even with offenses if one continuously chants. I'm wondering if you could comment on that in relationship to the 10th offense.
Well, I don't know if I can, if I'm not qualified for that. So maybe is our temple president or somebody advanced here? Possibly give an answer. Jai Jagannath Prabhu, can we hear from you an answer for that? I have some ideas, but you know. But then there is this Prabhu, he's quoting from Srimad Bhagavatam, right?
We would have to see that quote, because he misquotes quite often.
Okay, so that's good to know. But we also can know that a lot of these benedictions are within these books. Like if you do this, then you get this, right? They're kind of like for maybe people that aren't totally purified yet. Like a little here, I give you a bone, you go for that, and then you make advancement. So maybe by continuously chanting that, you get to the point of pure chanting it. It's just a thought that I have as well. But, you know, I don't want to speculate also. Yes?
I just said something to that effect also, that you can get liberation from maybe Namabas or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
maybe that's along those lines.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point, too. Yes, nice. So 50 more seconds if anybody wants to fill. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. So we hear a lot, you know, to do something practical. And Prabhupada also, it seems, was pleased when there were results.
That what? I missed that.
When there were results.
Results.
So how to understand that my whole spiritual existence is dependent on the pleasure of my spiritual master, and he is pleased by results. But then we aren't supposed to be results conscious.
Well, I'll give you a wonderful story about this. Me and my brother went on a crazy camping trip, cross-country skiing. And he told me this story, that as long as I was leading, and he said, we were all very competitive, and he said, as long as he tried to beat me, he would fall behind. But then when he started to just do it for kind of like the pleasure of God, and he's just switching it a little bit, but just, you know, an inner thing, then he would pass me. He actually noticed this. I remember this one story of skiers, Olympic skiers, when I was growing up. I noticed that the gold medalist was just such a, he's just, I love skiing. I love God. I love people. You know, like this kind of mood. And then the number two guy was always, I just want to beat that guy, but he was always number two. So, and then I used to do Ironmans. This one Ironman guy, the winner, one every year, they interviewed him. So what are you thinking out there, just to beat this guy? And he says, well, I'm just thinking about how to get from point A to point B the quickest. And he looks at him really funny. Like, yeah. And he walks on or something. It's like, oh, that's okay. And then they interviewed the guy number two, you know, wow, I'm just trying, I just got to beat this guy, you know, like that. So we have to get to an inner thing where you're just trying to do your best steadily. You're just trying to do your best for the, because that trying to beat that other person, that's not really a devotee's mood. Of course, Prabhupada said we should strive to be number one. But when we just like sometimes, for example, Michael Jordan, I got to wrap this up. Michael Jordan was about to win the world record for 3-point shots. 2 minutes left in the game, and he's about to shoot it, and he passes the ball to somebody else, and the whole crowd's like, oh no. And then they interviewed him, why didn't you take the shot and win this? He says, well, he had a better shot at it. I'm a team player. You know, so that's like a higher level of thinking. So Prabhupada says we should think ISKCON first, temple second, individual third. So as long as we're thinking on that level at all times, the maximum result will be there. But it's not like a material anxiety. It's a spiritual anxiety, steady spiritual anxiety that comes from just an internal trying to do what's right in every situation in the maximum way possible all the time. And then automatically, when, like for example, we're going for love of God, right? When you go for love of God, the maximum result will be there automatically. Don't put the result before pure love of God. But at the same time, you know, yeah, let's crank this. Let's get some serious results. Let's make a lot of devotees. Let's build a lot of temples. Let's distribute a lot of books. Let's do it. Right? And the pressures are there to get this done by that time. And that pressure is there. But you have to have an internal thing going. And remembering why we're doing this. That's my thoughts on the matter. We got to stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari.